today's heartbeat. I'd like to talk to you about, I guess, the encounter of God. There are a great many people that I meet, I'm sure that you meet, that don't know the Lord, that don't follow God, that don't have a religion. And I know we're talking about Christianity, but there's a lot of people who are a nothing or say, well, nah, I believe there's a God, but that's it. They don't actually do anything about it. And sometimes we can get into the trap of going, well, there's a great, as they call it, a harvest of souls out there. There's a great harvest. Jesus talks about there is a great harvest, and the workers need to pray for more workers in the harvest field. But this great harvest, and it's like, I guess, think of it as their wheat, grains of wheat, and you're reaping the harvest. You're reaping people. You're collecting people up for God. It's a, I guess, a funny image, but just stay with me for a minute. If there is a great number of people who don't know the Lord, they won't necessarily come to know him because we have advanced skills in preaching. We're very great an orator. You know, we can argue well. We can share with them well. We can encourage them. And it's not necessarily that they're going to come to the Lord because we've got great multimedia and they see all this stuff in the media and they're influenced by it. And it's not necessarily that they're going to come to the Lord because we've got the wonderful, attractive music. And this music is just, you know, it goes deep into your soul and it involves your emotions. Now, all of these, preaching, multimedia and music, can assist and be vehicles to carry the Lord, the greatest revelation of all about God. But that's not what's going to change people's hearts. What's going to change people's hearts is an encounter, an experience of God. It reminds me so much of Saul being converted to Paul, Saint Paul. Saul, who was a Roman soldier who, he wasn't a soldier, he was like a Jew that helped the Romans, and he would collect the Christians up and give them to the Romans to kill. He was there when the first martyr, Saint Stephen, was being stoned to death. He just thought that what these Christian people are doing is wrong, because he believed in God and all the Jewish tradition and all of that. He didn't talk about necessarily he believed in a Messiah, but then he had a revelation. He had an encounter with the living God one day when he was going to go and grab some more Christians and bring them into the Roman people, the Roman empire, to kill, to be taken in as slaves or whatever they did. But what happened was he got knocked. And it doesn't necessarily say he was on a horse, but he got knocked down. We're just having the image of him on a horse, riding along with all these other soldiers around him. But he got knocked down, and then he heard the voice of God. Why are you persecuting me? Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he came to a realization, an encounter with the living God, that this Jesus, this Messiah, was truly the Son of God, was truly God come down to earth. And then after that, he journeyed and was taught. And remember, he went to a man that taught with him, Aramaeus. And then there was also Barnabas, who encouraged him and helped him, you know, join in with the Christians, because they were scared that this Saul, who is now Paul, had not been changed, that he'd been killing Christians, so why would we invite him into our community? But they, this encounter with God, this understanding, like the understanding, the theory is vital. Knowledge is vital. But I can read this and it could have no effect upon me. In a way, no, I don't believe that, because this is the living word. It would have an effect. Now, I might push against it and reject what God's trying to do. But through the living words of this Bible, through in meeting people, in just being in your own bedroom by yourself, you can encounter the living God. And that is what changes you. That's what allows the vehicles of great preaching, great media, great powerful music used all together can reveal Jesus Christ. Our hearts need to be touched. This encounter touches the very being of who we are, our hearts, our souls, our spirit, who we are, and we can never be the same. We can reject the encounter of God. We can say, oh, that was just weird. What's that? That's just a coincidence that something happened. Or we can seek further. What is this encounter that I've just had? What is this experience? You know, the woman at the well who during the heat of the day had gone to get water from the well, and she had had a terrible life. She must have been so traumatized, because she was on to her seventh man that she'd been with, because she was seeking love, she was seeking acceptance. And Jesus knew this, and he had sent his, he'd walked to this well and he'd sent his disciples on to get food. He said, I'm going to sit here. I'm tired. Go on further and find me food and nourishment. But he did it on purpose, because he wanted to encounter this woman. And his simple understanding and acceptance of her, of knowing what she was like, or what she'd done, he'd even told her what she'd done, how she was living. But he still accepted her. And that acceptance of her allowed him to come into her heart, allowed her heart to unfold towards the living God, to be softened, because she must have started to get quite a very hard, protected heart, because she'd been abused for so long, been going from relationship to relationship to relationship. And we don't fully know the whole relationships, but she felt like she was ostracized. That's why she was going to get water in the heat of the day, not in the early morning or the late evening. She was going when she thought no one would be around, because the gossip was too much for her. The feeling of unacceptance was, you know, already on her life. She didn't need any more from people gossiping and being mean and saying things. But this encounter with God then didn't finish there. She was so excited. She went back to the village that she'd been avoiding, the people she'd been avoiding, to tell them, I've met this man, this Messiah. She was trying to describe, I've met this God. I don't know what word she used, but this little bit of faith that God gave her, this belief in him, she bubbled up within her, and she encouraged them to come and see this man, come and see this prophet. And it said that Jesus stayed with them for a while, talking and sharing and loving them. This faith journey that she would have been there on from then on, walking with God, led to more encounters with God. It leads us to a growing understanding and a knowledge of truth. And it's like it goes in a circle. we have an encounter with God, then we seek out more knowledge and truth and understanding of what God is sharing with us, what our spirits are feeling, what we want to know. And then we encounter God further, and then we want more knowledge, and it goes in a circle, and it continues to the rest of our days, because this God draws us to himself. This encounter continues to sustain us, continues to draw us to him. This perfect God who loves. It's this love that draws us. It's like we're on the end of a rope. God's hooked us, and now he pulls us and draws us in. And it's such a beautiful story. It's our story. You know, in scripture it says, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. The problem of many of us is we don't stop to taste and see. I don't have time. No, I'm not interested. Oh no, that's a lot of hooey. That's what mum and dad used to believe, or my grandmother used to believe. It's not for me. You know, it's a lot of hogwash. Why don't you try and taste and see that the Lord is good? And this goodness, this love will draw you more to more of his love. You'll just want to seek him out. You'll have this thirst within you that he can only quench. And then when you see and you have understanding and more knowledge, your perception of truth will increase, and you'll want to experience him more deeply, and you'll want to know the truth more, and you'll see things with different eyes. So what is it that will help us encounter the living God for ourselves and for others? We as Christians then need to be Christian. We need to speak the truth. We need to be the truth. We need to share. We need to love. We need to serve others. We need to somehow put people in a place where they will experience and encounter the living God. Yes, that's why we use the preaching, the media, the worship, the songs, whatever it is that draws people in. And we need to pray that more workers will go out, more people will share to the harvest that's out there, that we will reveal God within us, who we are by what we do. It says that they will see your good works and they will give glory to your Father in heaven. What good works are you doing? Do you offer to pick up a person who lives in your neighborhood or on the way to work, and they work at your work, and you decide to carpool? You might think it's nothing. No, it's a start. It's reaching out to people and building relationship. It's telling people, I've noticed you. You care. I notice that you sit by yourself. You don't have to say it out loud, but in the staff room, no one's relating to them. Go up and say hello. You be Christ to people. And see how they can encounter the living God, because the living God lives within you. And I want to hear of stories, of testimonies, of where you reached out to someone, you helped someone, you did something, and they turned. You could see them turning towards what you were sharing with them, how they were relating to you. They were turning to this goodness. They were tasting and see that the Lord is good, because the Lord lives inside of you. And pray that they ask one day, why are you like that? And you can say, I've been waiting to share with you. It's Jesus Christ in my life. And that's what you've been encountering. And that's what you can have as well in yours. So this is really not a discussion to say, well, how are we going to reach people? It's saying, are you being Christ to people so that they can see your good works and give glory to our God, our Father in heaven. Think about it, pray about it, and go do it. I pray this has encouraged you a little bit in reaching people for the Lord. If He is the most important thing being in your life, then make Him the most important by trying to do some acts of kindness to people every day. Have a great week, and I'll see you again next week.